She's liable to come on in that door. Can't stop her.
She's cute. Let's see. Sid says that you never learned to drive.
Never did.
But you never missed it?
No, I didn't miss it because we just were going all the time with somebody. We had cars.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a practically new car. When my husband passed away, well, we had bought the car real early in the spring. He passed away late on in the summer. Of course, I just turned it over to Molly, and he drove it, wore it out for going back and forth to town. We had a real pretty Buick car. I had a good many Buicks. Started with a Ford like everybody else, and then built up.
Well, I suppose if you rode horses.
Oh, yeah, we had horses.
Did you ever, I guess you could go places with a horse if you had.
Well, for a while, everybody had a car, but they didn't drive them everywhere. The roads, what you'd call streets in town, the roads out here, weren't so good for cars. And you'd have to go if it rained and it was slick and things, you just didn't try to go. And so everybody had a horse where they could go. And the trains run, and there was a bus that run through down here, down passed by here, and sometimes it break, but just a local bus, some man in Montgomery would come down through here and go on to Haneville and come back, and if you wanted to go, you'd go down there and catch the bus and go on in, and then come back on the night train, and Pickett would meet me at the train if I wanted to go in with a crowd of ladies and things like that. So we went a great deal.
And, yeah, so you never missed driving a car?
No, if you drive, I guess you would miss it, but by not driving, I didn't miss it.
Indoor bathrooms in this house?
Well, there was a bathtub in the house when I married in 1915.
Oh.
Had running water in the yard and in the had a bathroom. We didn't have a toilet. We had one out in the yard, you know, I told you that yesterday. And then he put in the others. I don't know how long after before we put the toilet in, because you see you'd have to cut your water off and it would freeze and things like that. But we did have, when I left here last fall, we had a bathtub and toilet and stationary washstand. But you see, Molly tore that bathroom down. It was added to the house. Just four big rooms, she had nothing to the side, to the back. That bathroom was added. And there was this little door here went out on the back porch. There was a door over there, and that little bathroom was over in there. And there was, because there'd been a window in there. This room had had three windows, but that window was, when they added that bathroom, we just cut that window out and turned it into a door. Mm. Oh, it was fixed right after I married.
And you had running water in the kitchen too.
Yeah.
You had a faucet.
Yeah. We had that in Lounsboro before I married and came over here. We had a bathtub over there, but we did not have hot water. And we had tanks that would sit in the yard and hold your water kind of up high. And in the summer, that water was always kind of warm. But we had a bathtub for as long as I could remember. There were a lot of people that didn't, but we got our water from a spring, pumped it up there by a ram, they called it.
What'd you carry the water
in? It was run through from pipes into your house.
Oh.
Just like it did here.
Yeah.